Had you taken any psychology courses before going to UCLA?
No, in those days there was no such thing as psychology in high school. I said, no, that was not taught anywhere. I don't care where you went to school. But I think what made me a major in psychology was that through high school, everybody told me their troubles. They would tell me stuff and they'd feel better. When I thought of psychology, I thought of it in kind of a double way. In one way, I saw it as a practitioner's life where you help people by talking with them. And I'd heard about psychotherapy, but then also I had been reading psychology. Even back in New York when I started high school, I had read some library books on psychology.
Do you remember who you read?
I remember the first research I ever did in psychology.
Well, we haven't gotten there quite yet.
That was in high school, though.
Well, that was in high school.
It was, yes, and it was still in New York.
Oh.
My first research in psychology was not in psychology, but in parapsychology. Parapsychology is ESP and telekinesis and all that kind of stuff. And my mother had had various experiences, you know, where she would dream about somebody that she hadn't thought about for years, and the next day that person would call. Yeah. Or, you know, these kind of experiences. You can't, but you know, they happen, they're coincidental, who knows? Yeah. And so one of the books that I read, and early in high school, actually, I read a book by a guy named J.B. Rhine called New Frontiers of the Mind. And it was a book on these paranormal events, about extrasensory perception. And I was so interested in that, I began doing research on that. What Rhine had done, and to this day I think of him as one of the great scientists of the time, because he took this very weird area where people like my mother's story, you know, and that was all the data there were. And there were believers and there were non-believers, but there was no science. What Rhine did was develop a particular task that was a model for how you could make this scientific. So he developed a set of 25 playing cards. You know, there were five different designs. The designs were circles, squares, triangles, wavy lines. There are five designs, and then there were five cards of each of these five designs. So we had 25 cards, five wavy lines, five squares, five circles.
Okay. Yeah.
So now, if you shuffle these up really well, and you have somebody in another room or another building, and they look at them one by one, they go, they're sending.
Yeah, right.
And then you're in another building and you're receiving, and then you have these pictures before you, the five, and then you write down what they were trying to send.
Yeah.
And by chance, you should guess five of these. He put it on a chance basis.
Okay.
So if you were able to get six of them right, that's nothing. If you could get eight of them right, if you could get 10 of them right. But if you did the same task hundreds of times, then even if you always averaged six correct, that couldn't happen by chance except one time in millions. Because the p-value, the significance level, is a function of the effect size and the size of the study, the number of trials. So if you, even with the same effect size, which could be tiny, but if you keep adding n, it gets more and more significant.
Sure.
And so I started my research kind of under the auspices of the biology club, and I went to classrooms and got kids to volunteer their time, and I administered this task, and I, you know, did this. I still have a copy of the letter that I wrote to Dr. Rhine, who was at Duke University at the time, and I told him, kind of a nervy letter, I said, you know, dear Dr. Rhine, I've been studying your methods, and I would like to repeat some of your research. Would you send me a deck of your cards? He sent me a deck of his cards, and it was his deck of cards, the 25 cards, that I still have that deck, by the way. I still have that
deck. That's good.
And I still have the letter that I wrote to him. But he wrote back in this really kind way, and he said if he could ever be of help to him. That was my first research. And